the impossible. And Raganga is true by heart. So, according to audience, we should preach. But what I am doing?
You are preaching to both. Or here you preach.
Gentle mark and other.
Yeah.
And those who want Radhanga Bhakti, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. More qualified than you. Then I will have to talk very mysterious things. No? Gradually. If you will be so qualified, I will have to tell some more things because you will not be satisfied by that. So gradually keep it there.
You said we should read the Vallabh Kushmanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami. What about the other parts of the Sri Stavavali? Also read those? Because those also contain prayers to achieve Radharani's lotus feet.
Huh?
What about the rest of the Stavavali? The other parts of the Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, should we read those also?
Everything. All is Raghunath. What Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Chakrati Thakur, has written. Everything. Everything is of Raghunath.
You were mentioning in a discussion with our God brothers, or in fact it's in the Jiva Dharma chapter 21 of yours, that Rajendranath and Vijay Kumar understood that only by getting diksha from an Uttama Adhikari can they get perfection. So sometimes our God brothers may not be Uttama Adhikari. So they give diksha. How will their disciples achieve perfection? By sending them to you or what? For further or what?
Guru must be qualified. Either Shiksha Guru must be so qualified. Without qualified Guru, we cannot achieve.
Qualified means Uttama Bhakta.
Huh?
Qualified means Uttama Bhakta?
Certainly more than us. More than that sadhana.
So what would be the general procedure then for the disciples of our God brothers?
They will gradually grow up in this birth, after that birth.
What if the Diksha Guru is a Madhyama, but the Madhyama Guru can direct their disciples to an Uttama Shiksha Guru? Then can the disciple of the Madhyama attain perfection, even with a Madhyama Diksha Guru?
All will go Krishna. Management is
Krishna will do everything.
आप क्यों नहीं आते? क्या हो गया? आपसे भेटी नहीं
मुझे. डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर का केजरीवाल सर का पिताजी गुजर गया.
किसका?
डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर.
सारू जो हैं हमारे उनके पिताजी वृद्ध थे.
डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर नाम सुना आपने?
काम अपना नहीं.
हाँ. तो पता चली गर्मी थी. पूर्णमासी को
आज एक और हमारे परिचित के भी पिताजी चले गए.
तो मैंने कहा मारू तकलीफ इतनी धूप में क्या है ना.
अरे हमारा काम होगा
ना. How does Krishna work it out?
See our heart. What is needed to me?
For the disciple.
For sadhu. Not disciple. For sadhu.
For the spiritual master.
If the disciple is sadhu, then Krishna will learn. If disciple is not sadhu, only his disciple, for disciple, to be disciple.
What do you mean by sadhak?
Huh?
What do you mean by sadhak?
Sadhak those who want, they have greed like stone. They are sadhu.
So if they can connect with a Shiksha Guru who is Uttama Bhakta, then they can achieve perfection in that way?
How do you come to me?
By your mercy and Prabhupada's mercy. By yours and Prabhupada's mercy.
How?
Aditya's mercy.
Oh, arrangement.
Krishna. Krishna's mercy.
Then certainly Krishna will do.
What do you mean by disciple? That Krishna will not do anything. What is
disciple? Only he is disciple. He has no greed, he is doing nothing.
He's just like a formal, and he's just a formality, you mean like that?
Formality.
Not serious, not really interested in advancement.
He does not want to do.
Deeply to improve.
Deeply to improve.
But the question is that even if the Diksha Guru is Madhyama, if you have a Shiksha Guru who's Uttama.
Madhyama Guru, Madhyama Vaishnava, is of so variety.
Right.
Madhyam Kanishka, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Madhyam Uttam is ready to go in Uttam. He is about Uttam. So, it will do. Anyhow, he should be very interested to this thing. Rashid Vaishnav. Very interesting Krishna pastime is working. Then it is. Without love, without greed, anything, we cannot go on in. Really, there should be greed. Whether our greed is real or not, we should judge. If a man has greed for anything, he will not see that whether the process is wrong or right to have greed. He will only have greed to have greed. Whether the process is right or wrong or anything. What all persons are saying, he will not see. He will see that anyhow I will have this. This is great. Now, greed will not be had by books and all these things. But if it has come, we will see that how gopis have that kind of wrath. How Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gilda Mangal Thakur, they attend Raganuga Bhakti. And how they became but Sarukshit Bhayam Vastushit. How Shruti, Shruti, you know?
Yeah, Shruti is the Vedas, four Vedas.
They accept the Gopi Bhav. Then I will have to do like this. I want to stole anything. I'll have to adopt the method which fits adopt like this. If we have some greed to enter in that, we'll have to adopt the method of Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Especially Rupa Goswami. How they do? anything which will not helpful, Dharmishi will not go there. Rupi says, will not go there.
Will not go where?
In that thing which is not helpful to Gaganga. Understand?
Right now I don't have a taste for painting anymore because I can't see how it's helpful.
Anything it will be helpful in Raganuga Bhakti. A natural trust will come. He will not ask anyone, should I do it or not? If anyone tells which are not helpful in Vaidhi Marga, they will think it very painful for them. They will not ask whether I do or not, whether I do or not. No. The test will be so. Like, you are very thirsty. A man gives you very warm water. Namakin pani.
What?
What is it?
Salt water.
Salted water.
Yeah.
As in Vrindavan Mathura is found. If anyone give you to one glass to drink, you will eat drink. Why?
It doesn't taste good.
So Raganuga Bhakta will only adopt things which are very helpful in Raganuga. If anyone by force you tell that you should do this, he will be in harassment. Still difficulty to do it.
You were also speaking to our God brothers about offering, because we have tapes and Jagatarini made transcriptions.
You are giving, supplying all.
He's the source of nectar. So there you were talking about how the spiritual master comes and actually eats what you offer to him. And then they were asking you about, well, what if the guru is not Uttama? How can he come? But I couldn't understand the conclusion of that conversation. Can a disciple offer prasadam to a Madhyama Diksha guru, and he will be able to take it and pass it on up to the disciple succession? Or
anyone who is initiated, he should always believe that my Gurudev is Uttam and very near and dear to Krishna. What he will do, Krishna will like. And he is most dear to Krishna.
But they also believe that Bhavananda was Uttam, and then they saw that. They also believed that Bhavananda was Uttam, that Ramaswara was Uttam, but then they saw that he wasn't, so they felt cheated.
This was this thought before taking initiation, what kind of guru they are.
So even if they're not actually Uttam, it's okay for the disciple to think that they are.
If we are He has given ourselves everything in the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will surely give connection with any good guru. And if you are not so qualified, having so many desires and all these things, then Krishna will make
different arrangements. But Maharaj,
after that, he will gradually go up and will think his proper guru of it. Then he will do again.
Maharaj, we saw so many people who took diksha from Prabhupada were not qualified. It's not that,
but they had no doubt.
At that time maybe, but they had
no doubt in Prabhupada. So if they are doing activities of bhakti, they will gradually go up. But anyhow, those who are not qualified and gave up and left Prabhupada, they will go to hell. But the person who are living Prabhupada, also they know that he is qualified. By their,
they have that concept that Shraddha
and spirit of Guru Bhava, they like Bhavananda.
Yes.
He has left Harihara. But anyone will ask him that whether your guru was pure or not, he will tell that my guru.
All of them were silent. Not all of them.
I think if they have not done any offense in the feet of guru, they will again come.
This is their weakness of heart. They cannot complete.
They can. Because they have some regard for me.
I asked because you were saying that if somebody is sincere, they will get a good guru, and somebody who is insincere will not. But sometimes we see somebody who appeared to be more sincere got some difficulty, and somebody who was actually not sincere got a good guru, and they got Prabhupada. So it seemed that it was difficult to criticize that the persons who got Bhavananda were all insincere.
No. When they were initiated, and then when they joined the movement to Prabhupada, at that time their faith was very
delicate.
Good.
I see.
But yet thin. If they had a regular Vaishnava Sangha, qualified Sangha, then this mishap could not happen. Because that they can see in their speaking and mixing with ladies, gentlemen, Vishayi, Bhogi.
The gurus, you mean?
Bhavananda, Rameshwar, and all this.
They became free.
They can see. No control was there. So they began to do
wrong
what they like. There was none to regulate them. They had no fear.
Nowadays, many of the devotees coming into ISKCON and taking our diksha from our God brothers are understanding that they're not on Prabhupada's level of Uttama, that they are on some level of Madhyama. Is that okay to think like that? Yes?
I could not.
You said that the disciple should think that my guru is Uttama. So now, these days, in ISKCON, because of all the things that have happened, most of the new disciples of our God brothers are thinking, my guru is Madhyama of some kind, because they've seen all the things. Is that okay to think my guru is Madhyama?
This is not that my guru is Vaishnava, really Vaishnava. By adopting him, we can reach to Radha and Krishna. We can have the service of Radha. He is Bhagavad Swarup, he is faithful. If they have no regard like so, they will not obey their master, holy master. No? And gradually they will go down. But by this, that he is really a Vaishnava, he is Bhagavad Swarup. They will gradually go up and going so, when they will, their heart will be so sincere, Krishna will again arrange to a right person and then they go.
Also, this, if they have Madhyama Guru, he is also perhaps very far ahead of them. And if he is very sincere in his bhakti and he is advancing and advancing, surely he will be continuously ahead of them. So he will be able to guide them to some proper course.
Guru is akhanda tattva. If Guru is telling that you should do Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, actually, this idea is not of his Gurudev. This idea is of Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that this idea is not of Srila Prabhupada. This idea came from his Guru. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, this idea came from his Guru. So, at last, this goes only to Krishna. From Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, these ideas are coming. So Krishna is Guru. Akhanda Guru. Baladev Prabhu is Akhanda Guru. So we should obey our spiritual master, that he is obeying Krishna and Baladev, Mool Root Guru. So I am obeying Baladev Prabhu. Our Gurudev is Baladev Prabhu. But if we see that he is different from Baladev Prabhu. Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, then we should do namaskar to him. I have no relation with him. Understand my thing?
Yes.
If there is difference, and if there is no difference, we should treat him like Baladev.
Representative of Baladev.
But hundreds or thousands of them now think that my guru is Madhyama because of everything that happened.
You think your guru is Madhyama?
Mine, no.
Why?
Because he has the symptoms and the words of an Uttama and the characteristics.
To me. What are you thinking about me?
That you're also Uttama.
Kanishta
Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari.
I'm telling that I'm in Kanishta Adhikari.
But I don't believe it. None of us believe
you
it.
You are not believing?
No. Because you have the Lakshana of Uttama.
Oh, you know the Lakshana of Uttama Adhikari?
But you seem to.
Oh, you are so qualified.
At least you know the Lakshana of Kanishta Adhikari. But you have said on another occasion that disciple cannot really see where his guru is. He cannot judge. He has not got the qualification himself.
Why you are all bothering about this thing?
Because we have to deal with so many.
You have connection with the real guru?
Yes.
But
what problems are you?
But we
None.
Have many people under around
they should do their problems. Why you waste your time?
because we're surrounded by such people in ISKCON, and they ask these questions.
So many places.
So we shouldn't.
I don't, but.
Okay.
I believe in whole Guru Tattva. Purna Guru Tattva. Khanda.
Okay. How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing and preaching?
Huh?
How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing to audiences?
That I'm second doctor. Made second doctor. For giving pleasure to Krishna, so that Krishna is our Guru Janya. And Guru. So Purush Bhava will not come. That is simple. With prem, with love and affection, is simple. As Lalita does, as Rup Manjari does, Rup Goswami does. How many disciples were of Rupa Goswami? Huh? How many sisters to Sanatana Goswami?
Unlimited. Millions.
Millions.
I mean, in the spiritual world.
It does not accept any sister. Rupa Goswami Valli. Jiva Goswami. No. But he preached, wrote so many books and stuff. Anyone who went in the connection with Rupa Goswami became Vaishnava. No Purusha Bhava is there.
Why is it that the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism only want to be Manjari and not Sati, not for some bulb?
Why is Ganges water is so sacred, not all other rivers? Why?
Because Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya played in there.
This is like river coming from Himalayas. Every river comes from, so many rivers come from Himalayas, Sindhu, Satluj, and so many rivers. But Ganges water is so separate. One of the Himalayan waters, Dharat
is one of the Himalayan rivers.
Dharat is so called.
Stream?
The stream. Why it becomes so? If anyone take bath in that river, everyone be 400 and go to Vaikunth. So, anyone. Which is so qualified, then he will come to that river. In river means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dhara.
What does Dhara mean?
Then they will have mandir now. Anyone. So sacred that any water mixed with Ganges, it becomes Ganges water. Understand? Any water of Yamuna, Mahanadi, well water is given to Ganges, it also becomes Ganges water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu river, Prem River, is so powerful that if anyone comes, it becomes Mandir now. And if anyone will not come,
those who have agreed like this, they have done any sanskara in their past time, Krishna will arrange to come and to meet in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thing. Understand?
Except that I don't understand why they wouldn't want Sakibhava or Sambhog with Krishna. But why this Tad Tad Bhava Ichchamayi, why that is preferable to Sambhog?
Any person who has this greed will not question like this. He wants, I want one to Sambhog with Krishna. Why I don't? I want to test. Why I want to test? I cannot give.
Explanation.
You want to go to scientists and others. I want. This is the symptom of arada. He will not give any clearance. Any argument, anything. See, I love Krishna. Why you love? I love. By misfortune, or good fortune, or anything, I love. I love Krishna, I know that. Why I love? I cannot give that.
You were giving an explanation of the Krishna, the Gopal mantra to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But there in that discussion, you mentioned the Kam Gayatri, and you didn't give...
You have collected everything. I will not give you anything. He has given any bribe to you?
No.
All sarcastic.
Her mercy is costless.
Then?
Ahoyitaki, a pretty hata. So, two questions. One, you didn't discuss the Kam Gayatri there, although you discussed the Gopal mantra. I was wondering if you could say a couple of things about that to help us in our bhav when we say the Kam Gayatri. And you also mentioned that we should say it more than three times. You said it's not sufficient to say it three times. Unless I read it wrong.
What I told? That is?
three times. That we say it three times in a day, the Kam Gayatri and all the Gayatri mantras. And you said that's not sufficient. We should say it more than three times. Did I understand that correctly? You said we should say it more than three times a day? Just keep it in our minds, or what?
You said... Think like this. If you love anyone, naturally, then you should only remember that person only 3 times.
No.
Why?
Because you can't
help. More than three. You should remember only in morning and evening and midday. Only 3 times.
Is that just to start us off?
This is the case of Raganga Vaishnava. He wants more and more and more whole day, whole time, day, rat. He wants to sink in that rat. Once that we see in Gopkumar, day and night, no time he's doing. In Vihad Bhagavatam. Have you read? You should read.
No, I will read it.
Vihad Bhagavatam. Very good book. It will be very helpful. After reading, then come to me. then it will be very easier to understand all this. At that time, when a man has greed, no? If a man has greed, a sadhak has, or sadhika has greed, then he will not question about other things. He will question how to have only. How we can get it? I saw a picture with you. Very beautiful, very, very beautiful. How it came to you, there is no question to me. Understand? How you collected this? No question for me. What is the price? There is no question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Question is how to collect from you by theft or anything, by giving anything, by any hook and crook, I will have to take it. The question will be on this point, how to collect it, if I have so much greed for that person. So here is our.
Can you tell us something about the Kam Gayatri so that our mood when we chant it can be more deep?
You come with so many crowds.
What about the Guru Gayatri Mantra? Huh? Not now. Vrindavan has a question.
You can ask all these questions, very sacred questions.
Uh-huh.
But see the what?
Company.
Company and okay. What you want to say.
Be aware of context.
Okay. I'm very ignorant.
Those who have greed, they will ask another. Guru Gayatri. Guru Mantra is clear. I have told you. Any very good time, you should come and ask.
We don't know when a good time is.
And only two are same company. Understand?
Sometimes there's only a few people and then, you know, you don't look around and then more and more people come in, huh?
Goes in our heart and it makes sanskar. Or Vaidhi Bhakti, separate samskar. To be a thief is also a samskar. With living with thief, you will be thief. Your samskar will be like that. If you have association of Raganuga Vaishnava, a samskar will come that you have. You will have a Ruchi in Raganuga Bhajan. These are samskar.
Impressions that come from association.
These are samskar. And by that, this samskar coming birth and activity and say come.
It will be formed.
Newly married lady, some from any part of Braja. Went to Javar. She was married to Javar. No? Before she has no association of Krishna Priya, the beloved of Krishna, Gopi. In general, she was Gopi. But she had not seen Krishna. She knew nothing about Krishna. She has been newly married. And by chance, his marriage was done in Java. Her marriage. And she newly came to his father-in-law house. There, Vishakha, Kundalata, and other gopis met her. They, all the gopis always talk about Krishna. She is now hearing from them, who is Krishna? How beautiful is he? Gradually she knew something about Krishna. She saw that there are always very curiosity for Krishna. They are curiosity to meet Krishna and always talking about Krishna, nothing else. Gradually she became like so. And she now by sanskar, a sanskar can. And she wanted how to see Krishna. She is telling to Rukmanjari or any sakhi, I also want to see Krishna. They are prohibited her. But she is not listening. And one day she saw with them and became mad. This is sanskar. No? In the Raganuga bhajan. By hearing the past tense of Krishna and Gopi, a sanskar comes that she wants only to hear, chant, and be immersed in all this. No past tense is. He has no tested others, only in his world. So this is sanskar. Sanskar is going on, like you are coming to me. And sanskar is going in your heart and giving picture. And it will go strong and stronger and stronger. Then you will not listen any one's order or any skillfully by a stolen way we will have all these things. Anyhow, they will tell the stone leader, don't read all these books, but anyhow you will call it. And they will come. And they will go. This is all samskar.
So by the samskar, gradually we'll be able to remember more and more then. Because we forget so easily now.
This is called association. By association, and by doing so, samskar. Our utmost goal is gopi. Gopi friend. Gopi jana balla. No? Gopi jana balla. the love for Gopi Jan Balla. And we have given our heart for this. If gradually we are not going up, not advancing, then it is our fault. If we are going gradually up, our heart is developing and our sadhana bhajan is going up. We should see at that time the calm, crowd, low mud is there or not. They are gradually reducing. We will see. And if they are developing, then our sadhana bhajan is wrong.
So would it be helpful if we discussed it amongst ourselves after we read certain things?
Only discuss all these points
amongst ourselves. So would that help our memory or?
Very clearly, very sabadhani.
Carefully.
With one or two. Not in a group.